Let me read it to you. Be still and know that I am God. I will be honored by every nation. I will be honored throughout the world. Psalm 46, verse 10. Do you know someone who is not happy with where he or she is in life? She's frustrated because she's not married, or her eternal body clock is sounding an alarm, or he's upset because somebody is not treating him fairly on his career path. These people are constantly worried, trying to reason things out, trying to change things that only God can change. I believe we create much of our own unhappiness and frustration by constantly resisting and fighting against situations and circumstances occurring in our lives. We don't understand why our prayers aren't being answered, why things aren't changing sooner. Why has this happened to me? As a result, we live with unrest and uneasiness on the inside. Learn to relax and accept the place where you are. Yes, it might not be a great place right now. We all have things we want to see changed, things we want to happen sooner. We really believe that God is in control and is directing our steps. If we really believe that God is in control and is directing our steps, then we must believe that we are exactly where we are supposed to be. We do not need to wrestle with life and resist our circumstances all the time. Yes, we should resist the enemy. We should resist sickness and temptations. But that doesn't mean that every minute we must be fighting and struggling. Some people seem to wear themselves out constantly praying, resisting, rebuking. They beg, please God, you have to change this situation. Change my boss, change my son, I do not like my job, and so on. No, turn all of that over to God. Your attitude should be, God, I am trusting you. I know that you are in control of my life. I may not understand everything that is happening, but I believe you have the best things in store for me. I'm not going to go around resisting and struggling. I'm going to relax and enjoy my life. My dear, if you can sincerely pray such a prayer, it can take an enormous amount of pressure off you. The Bible says to be still and know that I am God. Notice, you need to get still. You need to be at peace with where you are right now. Things may not be perfect. You may have some areas in which you need to improve. But as long as you are living with worry and stress, you are tying the hands of Almighty God. If you could get to a place of peace, God could fight your battles for you. He can turn your negative situations around and use them for good. Bible says those who have believed enter the rest of God. Hebrews 4:3. Being in God's rest means that although you may have a problem, you trust Him to take care of it. It means that you may have a situation that you don't understand, but you are not constantly trying to figure it out. It means that you have a dream in your heart, but you are not in a hurry. You are not frustrated because it hasn't come to pass yet. In other words, when you are really in God's rest, you know that God has you in the palm of His hand. No matter where you are, you accept it as the place God wants you to be. I'm not saying that God wants you to stay there, but if you are truly trusting Him, if you believe He's in control, then wherever you are, in either good circumstances or bad, that is where you are supposed to be at this moment of time. Maybe something unfair has happened, maybe somebody is not treating you right, or you are struggling financially. Still, that doesn't give you the right to live upset and frustrated. We have to understand that God has promised He will use whatever comes into our lives for our good. He will use that difficulty to do a work in you. What are you facing currently may not be good, but if you'll keep the right attitude, He'll use it for your good. This week, everyday prayer. Father, I want to make a special point today of being still and knowing You are God. Let me relax in Your care, remembering that nothing I face is too great for You to handle. Amen. That was such a relaxation for me when I got this revelation that I don't need to fight with all the difficulties of life. No, let the difficulties of life do the work in you. Relax. Relax. There's a purpose for these difficulties. There is a purpose for everything. If we believe God is in control, there's a purpose for tiny little things. So we don't need to fight with life. We need to let God fight and trust that God will turn everything into good. Everything is going to be all right. Everything is all right. If God is with us, He let this thing happen, that's okay. He will lead me through. He will turn it into good. Amen. Your comments about it. Your thoughts about it. Let's go
it's
this way.
It's difficult to feel not frustrated and worried about like an ordeal and accept, but that's the way to do it. So.
Yeah, that's very easy to be frustrated. You just need to do nothing. Just get frustrated. But that is why we call ourselves believers. When everybody is getting frustrated, we believe God is in control. And we believe He loves us and He will turn everything around. And when we focus our attention on this truth, and when we speak it out, God, You love me. I'm in the palm of Your hand. You're taking care of me. Everything is going to be all right. Then these words bring peace to us. These words bring shalom, bring joy inside.
Me and Boris, we were talking about this a couple of days ago. We were arguing for it like hours, not hours, like maybe 30 minutes of each conversation about this topic. You know, there's so many things that you were in your life, you can physically handle everything. And you know, I was learning, and I'm still learning this principle that Jesus said, take your cross and follow me. Don't worry about anything else. So you have to do what you have to do. Mm-hmm. You just do what He told you to do. Mm-hmm. For example, I have school, my calling is music, I have to produce music, I have to learn everything about music, and I have to do this. And school things like pay bills, where to get money, where to this, business, you know, different aspects of life. And I'm praying all the time that Jesus saying to me, He talks to me and saying, do what you have to do. Just pick up your cross and follow me. Don't worry about this. I will worry about it. Because there's one place in the Bible that Jesus says, I care about you. So it's true. So it's really hard. It's really hard to understand this. You have to deny yourself. You have to deny, like, you gotta turn your brains off and just do what you have to do. Just follow, like, live by faith. I don't know. It's hard to, you know. We can speak talk about this like for hours and hours, but when it comes to true life, like true reality, we're coming out from this church, we're doing our business, like we're working our jobs, and we deal with people, contact with people, we talk, we always have to do something with people. People's not nice people in this world, you know this, and you know it's really hard to apply this, but it's possible. It works. Especially
Hallelujah.
These days, I like a series of preachings that Pastor Yuri gave us. Really good information, really good food last Sunday and Sunday before I went there. But previous Sundays, it was really good. That's where we eating from.
Very interesting, yeah.
You want to share something?
No. I'm sorry, I'm a little tired.
She's tired.
I should upstairs. It's 11 o'clock.
Ah, you've been here all day long.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, I'm like agree, I'm supporting, just that I'm bumping about this all the time. I'm like, I want to do everything by myself, like deal with the situation. And then I'm like getting so tired of dealing with it, so I'm like, God, you deal with it. So yeah, whatever you give God a chance to work and stuff, he's going to do it. But whatever you're holding, he can use it. Yeah, I'm surrendering. I'm tired.
I used to be so impatient. I wanted everything, not tomorrow, right now. For example, I got some money, I want to buy something. Let's say some computer stuff. And I know tomorrow I'm going to be in that area and I can go to that store on the way somewhere. But if I have money and I want to buy it, I would waste 2 hours, but I go today and I buy this thing today. I mean, things like that. So I remember when I had some problems in life, I wanted to solve everything now. Like they have stolen some $200 from my bill on Sprint. Like by mistake, they changed the plan and some mistakes in the bill. So. They sent me a bill that is 200 more than
it's
supposed
always
to be.
It's always, they do like, when they change something.
When they change something, their computer's
some
messed
mistake.
Up.
Yeah.
So I used to be like, I want to solve it now. So I waste 2-3 hours of time, 5 hours of time. But I talk to the manager, I talk to somebody else. Da, 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 I want to solve it today. No, they must give me money today. Or things like that. And I remember when I realized that sometimes these situations that are like a process.
Takes
process. And these problems that are around, I cannot make order in one day. I need to enjoy this moment of life also. Because other people enjoy only when everything is fine.
Yeah.
When then they enjoy life. When everything is good, when everything is okay. Money is enough, rent is paid, job is good, all friends are smiling to you, then they enjoy life. No, even when everything is bad, that is the situation. God says, be still, relax. And in this situation, you will see even more manifestation of my love. Why? Because I can manifest myself only among the problem. I can show my power. And something that you really need when you have a need. When everything is okay, it's hard for me to show my love to you. When you feel good, you feel fine, everything is okay. But that is the place where God wants to show how much He loves us among the problems. So we need to enjoy this time. I know it sounds
crazy.
But that's the whole Christianity is kind of turned around. That's Brittany, what do you say?
What do I say? I think this is good. It's about a lot of what I've actually been thinking about and going through lately. But I was reading the other day too about like the whole point of the Holy Spirit is to help us. And I tend kind of like you to think, oh, I can do it myself. Like, you know, or I don't ask anyone to help me because I'll figure it out and I'll do it, you know. And God's like, that's why I'm here and that's the whole purpose. I died to bring you a helper, you know what I mean?
That's right. That's right.
So
that's right.
I'm trying to get, or I'm throwing that out the window. I'm trying to forget, like, oh, New York is just like a time. It's a season.
No, this is the center of your life right now.
Yeah, and it's like, yeah, but you can't think like that because it's just like my sister. She's never painted her apartment. She's never done anything with her apartment, really, because they were always only going to be there for a little bit of time. So she's kind of like, what's the point? Like, I'll do all this stuff, and then we move. I'll buy all this stuff, and then we move. And now they're actually going to stay in New York, and she's like, so I wasted 4 years of never making this our actual home because I kept seeing us, oh, we're going to leave. Uh-huh. And so she never came to peace where she was at because she was like, oh, it's just a season. Does that make sense? Like,
very good
so
lesson
it's a
from
really
her.
Big thing, like coming to terms and finding that peace.
Mm.
But it's all on how you look at things because you'll never be able to find peace. Does that make any sense?
Yes, yeah, it does.
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
Absolutely.
You guys have to tell me. It doesn't alter. Yeah, but. So yeah.
No, you speak very clearly.
Yeah. Okay. One time, a little testimony. I did my room. I was painting my room, and I did like a custom design. I painted the walls different colors. I picked the color, and I'm painting. I almost finished, and God talking to me. He's like, you're not going to be here long. I'm like, no, come on. I did everything. I did ceiling. I did like everything's custom. You know, I was looking for on the magazines. There's different designs, and they copy the design, and I was put so much work into it. And the guy's like, no, you're not going to be here. And I moved to New York.
But you blessed the person who is living after you.
Yeah.
Alex, do you want to share something about it?
Yeah, it's first of all, it's very practical to put your trust in God in a difficult situation when and enjoy and rejoice because it helps to solve the problem more professional, more in a more effective way. And so I had the same situation almost like you. My daughter got a very big bill for the phone because she also changed something. And I was surprised, like she was calmly talked to the person on the other side of the, with this company. She used to talk professionally. She works on these phones, yeah. So, and she very professionally, she did it calm, sometimes with the jokes, you know, they joke as a side too. So it was effective, it was professional, it was calm, and this is a way to do and solve the problem in more effective
mm-hmm.
way.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you start to worry, you, first of all, you start to be rude to the people.
Mm-hmm.
You speak, you know, differently, and people may be offended, and they will not go to your side.
Mm-hmm.
They may do opposite what you're asking for. You know, so it's very good to maintain this kind of
peace,
not only inside with you. This peace is contagious. If you maintain it, it goes to the people around you.
That's right.
And it helps to create peace. It helps to bring the God kingdom.
That's right.
This is it.
Righteousness.
It is a kingdom's God kingdom. What we create here by simply by how we speak to people, to one person, or to the audience, or to the team in work, or everywhere, in the bus, in the street.
Very good. I recall the joke.
Yeah.
The line in the airport to get the ticket for the airplane.
Oh.
And in the counter, a man is shouting at a woman who sits there. Agent, man is shouting, screaming, is very rude, very unpolite, and the lady stays calm, smiling, as peaceful as she could be. You know the joke?
Sounds like my job.
So finally this man went away, and another man, the next one, comes to her, and he says, you know, I have to admit, you were not negative even a little bit. He was shouting at you, but you stayed calm. How could you do that? You are such a awesomely polite in a situation like this when he's screaming at you. How could you do that? And she said, oh, that was easy. You see, he has tickets to Los Angeles, but his bags now will go to Bangkok.
That's terrible.
Короче, она Бангкоку. Like he said, when we are rude to people, then they will do the opposite thing.
Yeah.
So
it's a retaliation. Yeah.
So this is really. So this is really always more effective to stay in peace with people, to stay as tactful as we can be, even if the situation is negative. But then God has place to interfere and turn their hearts around and bring the result that we expect.
Yeah, of course, we can punish the people and enjoy this way, you know, because, yeah, he's sluggish in some way, that's part of the verse. But this is a bad habit, you know, because you will become the person who always fight, who always thinking about how to do bad for people, and eventually it will go back to you.
That's right, that's right.
So you don't want this problem.
But the last point, that even concerning the personal growth, I learned also that we need to admit we always want to grow, we always want to get more and more, you know, professional in certain areas, we want to develop ourselves, but we need to be thankful to God for what we are right now. Even if right now we are 1% of what we want to be, but still we don't need to run to the 2% and 3%, and only when I get to 80 then I will be happy. No, we need to learn how to be happy at where we are right now. Even if we are just a little bit good in some area, but still this little bit is better than something else and somebody else. So we need to appreciate what we have and learn to relax and enjoy in what we have. Focus our mind on what we have, not on what we don't have. And that makes life so much easier also. When we are not focusing on, oh, I still need to learn how to do this. I still need to go to that courses. I still need to study this. Ah, nah. Like, we can kill ourselves with all these thoughts. Like, to be honest, I wanted 10 courses to graduate. eBay courses I wanted to graduate. I wanted to graduate typing courses. I wanted to graduate Spanish courses. I mean, all kinds of things, you know, you all want to learn. And then you think of others, oh, they are so successful, they did this, they did that. And you compare yourself and you feel yourself miserable comparing to them. No. You need to take your cross, what you need to do, and just do with that rhythm that God is giving you, and just stay in peace, that everything is all right, God is in control. He gives me this amount of time, I can accomplish this, so this is my speed of growth, and I am perfectly happy with that, and to relax in that, because otherwise, can struggle all our life without enjoying it. And then it's not life, it's existence. So God is so good. God wants us to live and enjoy every moment, enjoy every day, enjoy everything. I started enjoying life the last month more than ever before. And I want all of you to enjoy. That's why I write about this. How to enjoy life, because this is literally, we will never live this day again. The day that we have, the moment that we have, it will never happen again in history. So we need to live it. I wrote even to myself on the wall, I live 365 days in a year.
What about like, leap year?
Huh?
What about leap year?
Well, like one day more,
yeah.
29th of February. That's the point. Like, I live every day. I enjoy life every day. I want to enjoy life. And that's how God wants us to live. But the important thing also, the last thing I want to emphasize, God says, be still. So, take your hands off your problems. Allow me to take care of them. Be still, pray, seek my face. Stop running around. Spend time with me. Dedicate at least 1 hour a day. Just focus on me. Close yourself with me. Relax in my presence. Enjoy my presence. And then you will get such a peace and comfort and joy and happiness. Then your whole day will be more effective, more productive, more joyful. You will enjoy life. But if you do not spend time with God and you try to solve the problem, I read one book once, Too Busy Not to Pray. Have you read that book?
Not the book, but I read that.
In the beginning I was like, what? It says not just too busy to pray. No, too busy not to pray. So the person says, when I'm really, really busy, then I understand that I need to pray more than any other time of the year, and puts away all the busyness of life and goes to God. And then we are getting this peace, shalom, and we can operate much more effectively. With peace, mind works 3 or 5 times better. With joy, our brain, our memory, our emotions work and operate 5 or 10 times better. People can remember things, like I talk to professors a lot, and they say, you know, many students, they are not getting the information during the class because of the emotional stress they go through. I said, what kind of stress? Oh, with the boyfriend, with the girlfriend, with the disco bar places, with this, with that. They come, they have so many things in their mind that I talk to them, but they're not getting the information. So when mind is busy of solving the problem, then you try to study something, you cannot. Because your mind cannot function well. Because no peace, no joy,
no focus.
You need to be relaxed, in peace, put everything aside, and then dedicate 10 or 15 minutes to the Bible, to the prayer, to reading the book, like make it an hour at least, all together. The book, Bible, prayer, intercession, maybe video or something, just to feed yourself spiritually. And this 1 hour in peace, make you peaceful, make you feel with peace, will influence the whole day. And the whole day will be more effective. Hallelujah. Let's pray. That's supposed to be our lifestyle. That's supposed to be the way we live. Like the height that we need to jump right now by faith.
There's this one moment we can add to this. It's not only peace, but when we put aside for the moment, a few moments, some problem, now, then we can return to this from other perspective. This is what we call thinking out of box. Mm-hmm. So we don't beat in the same direction. We don't dig in the same hole. Maybe you have to go few steps aside and dig in another place to find something, to find solution. So this helps not only to make a peace, it helps to think differently, to think stereoscopically, you know, to think from different dimensions. Mm-hmm. And you got maybe sometimes very inspiration from God, some ideas may be effective.
Very good.
It's happened, yeah.
And this is also one of the major reasons why God cannot give a progress to us, because when he knows, for example, God wants to give some progress to Julia, He wants you to give your own company, whatever, your own team. God wants to give you some major new success. But if he knows that you are gonna solve all the problems by yourself, you're gonna try to figure everything out by yourself, then he loves you. So he doesn't want you to have a heart attack. So he will not give it. It's like his hands would be bound. He cannot give us any greater things when we are trying to solve everything by ourselves. You know what I mean? So that's why many people live on this little level, because if they go up, they cannot survive here. They go down. They go a little up, so many things, so many situations, so many accusations, so many pressure from people. I cannot handle it. You don't need to handle it. Let God handle it. You don't need to struggle. Let God handle everything. Just focus on yourself and thank God for the solving of all these problems and just go further, go further, go further. But no, when they try to figure everything out by themselves, they cannot. So they go back. And that's why people get getting stuck in the level for life. But when we learn that God, I will learn how to give all situations into your hand, how to be peaceful and calm in every situation and enjoy the moment where I'm. Then God said, okay, now she learned, I can trust her something more. I can trust him something more. I can lift her into a greater position and trust some more and more and more things.